Okay. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Higher ground than where you are now. And that takes an effort. Okay. As you all know, we'd like to hear from you. What God did in your heart. Maybe even what you want God to do in your heart. Maybe it's a matter of making the statement, as I've been encouraging you throughout the week here, do something about it. If it's a commitment, speak it out loud. Go do it. If you need to ask somebody forgiveness, go do it. Whatever. So we're going to give you a chance here to share maybe what you feel like God is doing, God has done, some of your aspirations, some of your desires. But the intention and the purpose of this afternoon is just to be an encouragement to us. We see that young person, that young person, that young person, that young person, and so on down the line. We have, several young people saying, time after time, I'm walking with God, I want to continue walking with God. That's the purpose of this afternoon. A little bit of direction here. When you come up here, we're going to form a couple lines. Put the young ladies on this side. You can maybe just go out back the aisle there. And young men, you can go back the aisle there. And we'll probably just take a young man, then a young lady, young man, then a young lady. But when you come up here, you want to talk real fast like this so we can all understand you. You want to talk slowly and clearly so we're sure we understand you. And this thing, although it looks like it's going to eat you, it will not. It sticks pretty close here, but that's where we need it to be. So don't be afraid to speak up and speak into the mic and so that we can hear you. Speak slowly. Your name, where you're from, is the main thing, and then what you have to say. And I'd like you to speak for maximum, if we can hold it to 3 minutes. I'm going to be sitting down here in the front, and if you get up to 3 minute mark, I'll hold this paper up. That means you have, that means your time's up. Bring it to a close quick as you can, and we'll move on to the next person. At 5 o'clock, we'll be dismissing for supper. So there seems like there's about always been one or two that, and that's just the way it has to be, that weren't able to share because it got 5 o'clock. So maybe we'll have enough more time this time to get everybody. I hope we do. Okay, I think before we get started, let's have a prayer together. Lord, we come before you this afternoon again, and we again thank you so much for all you are, all you've done, all you're doing. And I just pray, Father, as these young people come and share, that you'd give them grace, humility, Lord, no pride, no look at me, see what I've done, but rather just a simple matter of look at God and what He has done. I pray for that. I pray, Father, that you would give them each one the ability to speak and share what they have to share, to not see the crowd as somebody to be afraid of, but rather see you as somebody to share with, you as somebody to testify about and testify to. Help them, Father, to do that. And we thank you, Father, for what you have done in their hearts. And again, just pray you would continue to work in their hearts. Be with us this afternoon. We're in such a nice, pleasant place. And there are people out there in turmoil, struggling, hungering, thirsting, dying. And here we are. Father, we just want to lift them up to you. Just remember them. Could be us. We're no better than they are. But this is where we are. This is where that is where they are. Father, as much as our prayers can do, we pray for them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Not to bring a sobriety to you as Bible school students or as all of us necessarily, but we are very close to, if not in, heavenly places here this afternoon. And there are people out there that are not. Just keep them in mind as you spend time in your prayer closet. Just pray for them. Okay. Well, let's get started. And I'm going to ask maybe that there be somebody volunteer first, and then, like I said, line up behind them. Okay. Do we have one young man volunteering? Young ladies or young men, if you'd stand up over there and just get ready, that way we can move through this efficiently. We know you're going to share. And it doesn't matter who's first. Okay, but I appreciate your willingness to go slow. Okay, God bless you, brother, and all of you young people as you share.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeremiah Vermont, and a lot of people ask me, does Vermont come from the state of Vermont? It doesn't, so I'm not sure exactly where it originates. I'm from New Brunswick, Canada. That's just east of Maine, so there's where I'm from. So the Lord has really blessed me this week, to say the least. I came here, I was already encouraged, and I came here. I said, Lord, what do you have for me? Just speak. I opened my heart up to the Lord, and He really, really encouraged me to go forth and do His work that He has in plan for me. And one of the things He spoke to me to touch for room in growing was my need for a deeper relationship with my parents. I have a good relationship with my parents. It's not a bad relationship. Although in the past I can't say I've always been perfect for sure. But I don't have a deep relationship. I don't spend a lot of time seeking their counsel and sharing what's going on in my life. And so I encourage young men, it's pretty easy. You've already heard it, and you probably have the goal to go home and do better, a lot of you. To neglect that relationship with your parents. Some of you, maybe you didn't honor your parents, and you think, yeah, I'm gonna start honoring my parents, but take the step further. Share what's going on in your heart. Open up. And that's my goal. There's been a few different things the Lord's spoken to me out, but that's the one thing that specifically stands out the most. And just want to leave you with that. And go in the joy of the Lord. God bless.
I'm Catherine Rushley, and I'm from Harrisonville, Missouri. And I just wanted to say that God is so good. And there's were several different needs in my life before I came. And I was hoping for answers in regards to some of them in a way, but I'm not really expecting a whole lot of anything directly for me, I guess. But it just seems like all week there was something in every message that just really spoke to me, and I just wanted to say thank God for showing how much He cares about each individual. And just thank you all for being a channel of His blessing and His love to us this week. Just thank you.
Hello, my name is Russell Malco, and I'm from Tennessee. And I just wanted to thank everybody that put this on and sacrificed their time for this. I've really been blessed this week. May God bless you guys.
My name is Anna Misko, and I'm from Harmony, North Carolina. And I wanted to share with you a victory that I had this week. I came here feeling like I needed this week for rest and refreshment, encouragement, just listening to some good teaching. And God did something in my heart that I didn't expect. And it's something that's very exciting to me. So we had one of the songs for choir, Broken Pieces. And we did not sing that song until Thursday. No, Friday. Anyway, till the end of the week. And I hadn't looked at it. I didn't know the song. We didn't sing it. So I just skipped over it. And then we sang it that day. And I couldn't finish singing it because it really stood out to me. It says, "Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. Have you failed in life's battle to accomplish your plans? Is your heart heavy laden? Do you fear the Lord's commands? Do you feel that no one loves you and there's no use to try? Just bring your cares to Jesus. Your soul he'll satisfy. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces. Trust in his holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. You may feel that there's no hope. Broken hearts just cannot mend. Though you're torn in many pieces, Christ can make you whole again. Storms of doubt blow all directions, but don't you be afraid. God can make all corrections. He made a body out of clay." And I just couldn't keep singing. God really spoke to me through that song. He said, "I can take your broken pieces." I came here not feeling like there was anything specific in my life that needed to be worked on. I always pray to be growing, but no big area that I was aware of. But there's a situation in my life that feels like a broken piece, or that it's broken pieces. And I hadn't felt like there was hope for it. I felt like I just had to live with it the way that it is and just accept it and move on. And God showed me he wanted to take those broken pieces. And he wanted to make something out of them. So I went back in the prayer room and I just prayed and said, "God, I give you these broken pieces. And I now see that there's hope. And I believe that you can make something out of this." And then God showed me that I had some unforgiveness and bitterness related to or toward the people who had caused that broken situation in my life. And so it was something I hadn't been aware of before. And so I confessed that. And just the freedom that I felt in releasing that to the Lord and forgiving, realizing how much I've been forgiven, and realizing that I don't have to hold on to that, and God can take those broken pieces. And so that was just something that I thought was really beautiful that God did. He used that song that we didn't sing, that we weren't going to sing, and he used that in my life, and he used the messages on victory to help me find victory this week.
So my name's Joel Odico. I'm from upstate New York, close to Canada, so it's like way up there. Yeah, it's just been an amazing week. I didn't really think about going too much this year, and I actually signed up just in case, you know. I was just like, I'll sign up and hopefully I can make it, you know, whatever. So I ended up coming, and the first day I was like, what am I doing here, you know? It's going to be a whole week, it's going to be a long week, but it went fast, and there's so many things God spoke to me. Like how to, authority and the importance of authority, so many things, following God's direction. How to resist temptation, and then Daniel Keniston's message, you know, and if you do fall, you know, and that you get knocked down, and instead of sitting on the ground and being depressed in your defeat and taking your eyes off Jesus and just, you know, if I get back up, I'm just going to get knocked down again, you know. You're not out of the fight, and the fight isn't over, you know. You get back up, and, you know, God will help you to be victorious. But yeah, it was just a lot of things, good prayer group, and it was just a real blessing. I'm 100% glad I came, and the week went really fast, actually. So, yeah, thank you. Also want to thank all the everyone that coordinated it, put together, all the kitchen help, and principals. Yeah, it's great.
I'm Christina Weaver from Beijing, China, and I just wanted to thank everyone that put Bible school together. It's really encouraged me, and I guess this year when I was coming, I felt pretty discouraged. It's a little difficult living on the other side of the world where you don't really have a lot of friends, and it can be a little bit lonely. And this year, I thought that I really just wanted to find a way that I can go back and take God with me as my best friend. And I was so blessed by the messages, and I've really found that. So when I can go back this year, I can just take God, and He is my best friend. And even though I can be alone sometimes, I know that He's there with me. So thank you so much for this Bible school. God bless.
My name is Christopher Lewis. I'm from Spring Valley, Ohio, near Dayton. And I hadn't really thought too much about coming here this year. I'd heard about it in the past from my friends, some of whom are here. But I didn't really think much about it. I was like, yeah, if I'll go, I'll go. But when I get here, after about day two, it really hit me of what all is happening to my heart and my life here. In the first prayer group, I was thinking, whoa, this is going to be kind of intense. And then the first message, and I was like, whoa, yeah, it is really going to be intense. This is going to be, but I could sense it was going to be good. And try not to hyperventilate here. The thing I really got out of it, in reality, when you think about it, when I put all of the messages that we heard together into one compact outline, what spoke to my heart was how, if you boiled it all down, the thrust of it was, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, what your position in life is, what problems you have, there is a way of escape. There is a way to fix every single problem. Not the way we think we can fix it, or that we might be able to, but through the blood and power of Christ. He's the one that brings it into our lives, purges away the sins, brings in this sanctification and holiness. Brother Daniel Kenniston, he clearly brought it out to us. It doesn't matter what we're run up against. Some of those people he talked about in the Bible had thousands of times worse temptations than any of us have ever bumped into. And they came out of it victorious. What really matters is our attitude toward Christ and toward His way of escape. Do we take Him seriously? I think I shared this with my prayer group, and they were in agreement with me. But it's been good. I appreciate all of the Bible school staff for putting it together. It's been a blessing to me, as I trust it will be to everyone else.
The Lord has done great things for me, and I am glad. My name is Susie Clausen. I'm from Ontario, Canada. I clearly, before I even received the Bible school application, I knew that God was calling me to come. And I was excited for it because I knew He would have great things for me, and He did. Even though I didn't know, I came to Bible school feeling peaceful and joyful. I knew that God would have a message for me. And there's so many things that were shared that I'll just say what, a few, I guess. The one thing about knowing the voice of our Good Shepherd, there's so many voices out there. There's so many things that are out there to deceive us. And I want to be a student of the Bible. When I go home, I want to take it more seriously, because I realized this week that I wouldn't know how to answer every man the reason why I do things I do, or the faith that is in me. And so I asked for prayers that I would do that, and along with that, being a student of the Word of God, knowing the voice of our good Lord, being able to discern between the voice of Satan and of God, and avoiding being deceived. Also, I believe that will give me victory over every temptation, like we've heard this week, which was a very, very great blessing. My heart is full and running over, and I just rejoice in what the Lord has spoken to me this week, and for the blessing that all of these good Christian friends that I've made here have been such a great inspiration to me, and the godly men who are faithful in preaching the Word of God, taking time and energy to care about us, speaking the words of truth to us, and encouraging us the way they did. I'm just so very grateful, and I just want to leave that as an encouragement. Let us study the Word of God so that we will be able to discern between the voice of Satan and the voice of God. Thank you for everything.
My name is Elliot McKay. I'm from Iowa. I was going to start off with reading, but as I read, the topic I was going to share on is, what am I doing to prepare for leadership? So you can keep that in mind. So this is from the men's split session the other day. So we start out in 2 Kings 3:16. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hands." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offerings had been offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, This is the blood of the kings, and they're surely slain. And they have smitten one another. Now, therefore, Moab, to the spoil." So they came in, and this is what the Lord had told Israel to dig the valley full of ditches. And so when the Moabites saw it, they thought they had already been conquered, but it was what the Lord had told them. And so the Lord brought about victory. And so this is what he was sharing for our life, what we should do to get the victory. And in preparing for leadership, he said, "Do you think that wisdom, Bible knowledge, spiritual insight, all of a sudden just comes to you when you're in authority or when you have a family?" And it doesn't. It comes from this time and when you're young to prepare to dig the ditches, to do the groundwork, because later God, if you dig the ditches now, God will fill them later. And it's not only for the men who are going to be in authority, but for the ladies as well. Because if you prepare now, then God can use that later. Ditch digger, he said also, doesn't sound like a very nice title. Like at the store, they used to be, you know, bagger boys, but now he said they're sales associates, because no one likes to. It's not a very honoring title, but that's what we're called to do. He said, if you know in 3 years you'll be the head of a company, how do you think you would live now? Okay. Do you think you would slough or shirk? No, you would apply yourself wholeheartedly. So that's what I want to do, to prepare later in life.
Hello, I am Valerie Dyke from Ontario, Canada. And one of the things that was very special to me this week was Monday, all four preachers, in the first 5 minutes, they said something along the lines of, God has a divine purpose for your life. And I felt like that was God specifically talking to me. And I want to be everything I can for God, because He has a purpose why He put me here. And I just want to live for Him with all that I have. And I want to thank all of you, too, for putting on this Bible school. It's been a great blessing. And though I contemplated jumping up the stairs, I didn't do it. But I do want to take this enthusiasm home and remember that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
So my name is Malcolm Milligan, and I live in Maine. So this was a great blessing to come, be able to come here and get my mind, have all my time be able to have time to focus on God, and just really felt that Jesus was working in people this week, and especially in me, and He's been strengthening me and is with His Holy Spirit. And I just feel like throughout the summer I've been getting a little worn down, but this is time to just focus on God and to focus on and to just have plenty of people that can encourage me, and it's amazing, and it's a blessing, and I just am really appreciative of everybody who made this happen. But I just praise God that He's working, and He's just so good, and I'm just so thankful. And I just really appreciate that. And it was my prayer group was very good. I appreciate the, you know, just being able to open up and share our struggles, and just God was just, I feel He was really allowing people to open up and just, you know, we could share our struggles. And so it's just like a few people is stronger that are gathered in the name of Jesus and that are able to share their struggles are able to strengthen each other and build each other up. And, you know, I'm so thankful that we'll be able to have this opportunity to have a prayer group that we can encourage one another and build each other up. And I feel like when we were praying, just that the Holy Spirit was just overwhelmingly working in my heart. I'm assuming everybody's, so I'm just so thankful. And thankful for the messages too. I've just praised God that people were able to come and share what God had laid on their heart, and it just was very, very amazing. And just And yeah, I just wanted to say that I feel like God has just helped me a lot. And I'm just so thankful. And anyway, bye.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Allman. I've really been blessed this week. There's so much I could say, but I can't say it all at this one time. Brother Daniel Kennison's messages were really stuck out to me with how to face temptations that come my way. During his messages, there was always a song that went through my head, and I wrote it down, and I just wanted to share it with you. It's called "There Are Decisions." There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you would walk with me down life's troubled road, and you said, "Come unto me, I'll bear your heavy load." When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with its trials far behind. And I am ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember I need you more each day. And that song has just really been a blessing to me because we have a decision to make if I'm going to make the right choices and stand up when I'm tempted. There are many times that I have a routine of doing what I need to do and going to work, and I tend to not have joy about it, and I don't want to do the same thing every day. But I need to remember that while I'm at work, who knows who I'm facing? They might be facing a hard day or a hard time, that I can be a blessing to them and show them the light of Jesus and show them what he's really about. And Brother Ed said to remember anything you believe, you can do it. So I just want to take that home and just believe that anything that comes my way, I can get through it and stand strong. I just want to leave you with a quote also. God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, nor sun without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. Thank you to all of you that put so much work into the Bible school. It's a great blessing. I've been coming a lot of years, and every year I come, it always gets better. So thank you.
My name is Daniel Probert, and I'm from North Idaho. This week's been a really good blessing to me. This year has been a real struggle for me, a lot of work and not so much time being in the Word and just lack of devotion time. And I was very encouraged by the messages on temptation and the ways that we could combat that. Another thing that's really been speaking to me is that spoke to me this week is my lack of speaking out when I have opportunity. And when I have opportunity, I just need to speak out for God instead of putting my light under the bed. And we heard a message about that this week. That's one thing that really convicted me this week. Yeah, the other thing is just my devotion life has not been good this year with just work, and I just didn't have it as a top priority how it should have been this year, you know. It just needs to be more of a priority in my life, and I intend to change that. I've actually made a commitment to change that. I know there's probably a lot of you that have made new commitments this week, and if any of you have made a similar commitment, I would really appreciate getting in contact with you throughout the year. Because where I'm at in Idaho, we don't have a lot of fellowship, and it's very difficult to stay true. Thank you to each one of you that puts Bible school together. It's been a tremendous blessing for me in a lot of ways. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Weaver, and I'm from Beijing, China. I have quite enjoyed this week, and I want to say thank you to all who are in the kitchens cooking the meals, and the organizers, and the people who made this Bible school possible for me. It's been a wonderful encouragement, and I have been so greatly blessed, and I have an assurance that God will be with me while I am in China, and I have had a renewed confidence that I can serve God very effectively in China. It's been such an encouragement to be with these young ladies in the prayer group and to pray with them and to get to know them better and to be an encouragement to them. I have been... I'm really stage fright. But this week, I have been very, very blessed, and I just wanted to share my favorite Bible verse with you. It's Joshua 1:9, and it's, "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." And I know that that verse is going to stay with me, just how God is. So I just wanted to share that with you and hope that it would bless all of you. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyson Culberson, and I'm from Waterville, New Brunswick, which is in Canada. I've been very blessed to be here this week. I have been coerced for almost 2 years to try to come here, and the first year I had no interest. And this year, I felt I was too busy, but thankfully, a spot opened up, and a brother convinced me to come. And it's been a blessing the whole way. And one of the things that I disliked about the trip the most is the journey. And, you know, it takes us 12 hours to get here from New Brunswick, and some people are closer and farther away. But I just want to say that this has been a journey that's been refreshing. I've been on trips down to Tennessee that take several more hours than this. And when I leave refreshed. You know, it's just like, wow, like physically refreshed, we'll say. But after this full week here, I have been spiritually refreshed. I have been so blessed by everything that's been shared. I don't think there's a specific part that I call my favorite. I liked it all. It was all something that helped me grow in my relationship with the Lord. And I am just so blessed to be in a group of people that all have the same aspiration as me. We come from a very small group, so when you see this many youth in a spot, it's exciting. And I just want to praise the Lord for that and just thank everyone here for coming and thank the principals and everybody that puts this on and tell them how much of a blessing it's been to me. May God bless.
My name is Dolores Friesen. I'm from Northern Alberta, which is in that big, cold country of Canada. And I've been really blessed again this week by almost everything. It was just a blessed week all in all. Ed Yoder's messages were a great blessing, and I think, like, I really enjoyed all that he preached, but what stood out to me most was simply his passion as he preached, and could just tell, like, the way he spoke, I could just tell that he just loved sharing Jesus with us, and that alone just really blessed me, encouraged me, and that's how I want to be, just to find a joy in sharing Christ with others. And I think it was Thursday, he preached. I don't remember exactly what all his message was about, but I was convicted of pride. Some of my ambitions that I have, I was basing them on my own abilities, and I just realized that there is nothing I can do in my own strength, and I had too much pride in what I could do, but there really is nothing I can do, and I need the power of the Holy Ghost. And I repented of that, and also Daniel Kennison's messages were also a great blessing, just how he identified or just preached about how temptation works and what we can do to combat that. And I feel fresh courage and strength to stand strong, and that when I fail, like you preached in the last message, that when I fail, not get discouraged, but get up and just stand again and fight. And I just have a fresh courage, and I'm excited to just live that out. And I've just been really blessed and so thankful that I came again this year. God bless you all.
My name is Arlen Beiler. I'm thankful to be here again this year. And I'm from Beijing, China this year. I've been living in Beijing for the past year. And I'm thankful for what God's given me this week. I remember standing up here last year saying, you can be a Christian at home. You don't just have to be a Christian for the week of Bible school. And I still believe that. But in a way, it's become much more real to me in this past year. As I've walked with God through everything He's led me through, I've failed at times, I've succeeded at times, but He's taken care of me, and He's led me and shown me how to walk. I've been blessed this week. God's given me things that I can take back to Beijing and apply to my life. You know, people say God is everywhere. Yeah, God is everywhere. He also affects every area of our life. He affects every area of everyone's life. And I guess that kind of goes along with what I was just saying. But I thought of what someone said about Stalin, the person who created communist Russia. His daughter said, when he died, his last act, his last physical motion before he died, he clenched his fist toward heaven, threw himself back on the pillow, and gave up the ghost. I heard that a couple of times. I think it was Ravi Zacharias that related the story. I heard him say it a couple times, and it struck me how this man, who's almost the epitome of forced atheism, certainly didn't act like an atheist at the end of his life. God affects all of us. It's what we're going to do with Him. And He gives us what we need. He doesn't just leave us, say, all right, you figure it out. Through this past year, being in Beijing is not easy. I'm not in my home country. I'm not in my hometown. I'm not in my home church. And yet, God's still with us just as much there. And He still leads us just as much. And He cares about us just as much. It doesn't matter where you are, because God cares about you. And God's reaffirmed that for me this week. And the last thing I want to mention is that one of the girls that was doing the solo mentioned... heard this slightly through the grapevine, but someone told me that one of the girls said that when she's standing there singing during the practice, she said it sounded like a bit of heaven behind her. Let's not forget that when we're singing these songs, we're singing them to minister. We're here to minister.
My name is Sarah Rushley, and I'm from Harrisonville, Missouri. and I don't really want to be standing up here right now, but for some reason I feel like God wanted me to. The main thing that God taught me at Bible school, well, I already knew it, but just reminded me that I want to do in my life is present my body a living sacrifice to God every day and allow Him to choose my path in everything, including coming up here. And I was just so blessed and encouraged to have godly men who are willing to put their hearts into seeking God and then preaching the word to us. We learned about the differences between men and women, and one difference is women are more emotional, and I think men have a tendency to be more passive. There's always more girls at Bible school than there are boys. And I'm just blessed that we have godly men that are not passive, that are on fire for God. And I just want to praise God for that and thank the men who are here and who were here to preach to us and to love us and to love the Lord. And I guess that's what I had to say.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Andrew Fair, and I'm from Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much for putting on this Bible school. I've been very blessed this week. First of all, I guess I'd like to say that I came here with this, like, a attitude, like I wanted to search what God wanted for me. I was saved at the age of 13, and I was pretty sincere for about a year or so, but then for about 2 or 3 years there, I kind of let my relationship with God kind of slide. And in the past year or so, I've really felt like He has been calling me to a deeper relationship and a deeper walk with Him. And I just want to say that for those of you that aren't sure if you want to commit to God or give Him everything, it's worth giving Him everything. I have some regrets from those years, and God is faithful. He forgives. And this week I was just really, God laid it on my heart, like, how do we discover what God's will is for us? And I had the privilege of talking with Brother Daniel Keniston personally, one-on-one, and he shared with me that if we really want to know what God's will is for us, that we should just go deep into God's Word and just fill ourselves with the Word of God, and He'll show us what He wants for us. And so then I found this verse in Psalms 37, verse 4. It goes, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Thank you very much.
Wow, there's a lot of people up here. My friend told me about this Bible school, a very, very good friend of mine. And I don't come from a conservative family, and so I wasn't sure how I would be received here. And I just would like to say how pleasantly welcomed I've felt while I've been here. And I just want to thank you all for standing for truth, and just been so blessed by this whole experience, and I can't wait to take it all home with me. Thank you so much for all that you do for God and for His kingdom. It's just so amazing to see, and I thank you for showing God's love to me. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Keith Musselman. I'm from Bethel, Pennsylvania. And When I heard about this Bible school, I pretty much didn't know anyone. Just maybe like two or three people. And my walk with God was kind of shady. It was whatever. But I'm so glad I came. It renewed my faith. I made commitments that I want to keep. And yeah, it was just amazing. I just want to thank all the ministry, what they did to this, the pastors, all the messages, and all the time they put in, all the cooks. But yeah, just pray for me. I really need it. And yeah, thanks for everything you did.
My name is Justina Gunther. I'm from Merlin, Ontario. My heart's really pounding. The Lord is wonderful, and I have really been blessed. I started this year in a real struggle. I remember asking the Lord to open the door for me, because I knew where He guides, He would provide, and praise the Lord, He did. He put the right people in my path, and they told me about Bible school, and I knew this was an answer to my prayer. I've learned so much this week. God has really opened my eyes. And I just want to thank everybody who put this school together. And I want to thank my host family for taking me in for a whole week. It's been a wonderful experience. When I go home, I just want to put my hands to the plow and not look back. God bless you all, and thank you for all, for everything.
Hey everyone, my name is Abel Boyson, and I am from around here. So this week has really been a blessing in my life. When I came to Bible school, there's this thought that came to my mind of the potential of young men that want to serve God. And yeah, I shared that in my prayer group, and yeah, it was awesome to see what the Lord was doing and stuff. When young men go with a passion towards God, it's amazing what can happen. And yeah, the last message on Friday night really was a blessing to me. I felt God was asking me, "Will you go?" And I've always like wanted to be a missionary in the future and stuff, but God was really bringing some practical ways that I needed to go and to be a witness for Him. And it seemed harder than I thought it'd be. It'll mean some giving off of business, stuff like that. And I finally came to the place and I said, "God, I will go." And I've been so inspired this week, and I want to live that life for God. And also I want to thank everybody who put this together, the cooks and everything. It was really an awesome week, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Clausen from Wheatley, Ontario, Canada. Bear with me, I don't have notes, so I don't want to do it with notes. One thing that has really stood out to me in a lot of messages this week was the fact that I need a deeper relationship with God, a deeper love for Him. I just felt like it was kind of nominal, kind of going along. Devotions was kind of slack, but I felt like I did it, but I didn't make time for it. So that's a commitment I made this week, that I'm going to go home and make time for God each day. And I also realized I was not being a very pure light. I didn't have a lot of salt in me. And so, yeah, my witnessing, that the last message on Friday really hit me, that I really haven't done anything to draw a soul to God. And so, yeah, when I was thinking of coming up here, I'm like, no. But then I'm like, wait, if I'm going to go witness, well, I mean, make a start somewhere. So, yes, I also want purpose to do that. And, yes, thank everyone for making this possible. I've been richly blessed.
My name is Levi Jr. and Hassetler, and I'm from Shreve, Ohio. And I can say I have been blessed and encouraged this week. And I really appreciate Brother Ed's messages and how he just, his love and passion for God. And that's my desire, to just yield myself to God and just be all for Him. Because I tend to kind of not want to give everything to Him. And I just felt I needed a deeper commitment to God. And, I've committed myself to serve Him, and I thank you for all you have done, and God bless you. Actually, there's one more thing I would like to say. There's a saying that goes, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And I want to do all I can for Christ. God bless you all.
My name is Sarah Lewis, and I live in Spring Valley, Ohio, and I'm excited for Jesus. I came to Bible school. I didn't really know what I expected, but God has really blessed me this week. The Lord has touched me in a couple areas. One would be my prayer life. The Lord really convicted me that I didn't really have one at all. And so I make a commitment that I would pray every day and get in His Word. And I just was really encouraged by Brother Daniel's last message there. When you fall, you don't have to lay on the ground in defeat. You can, like, through God's strength, you can get up and you can go again and repent, and there's forgiveness there. And I want to thank my wonderful host family. They put up with a lot from us, and God bless them. And thank everybody that put all this together and just tried to bless us, and I hope the Lord blesses them back. Thank you.
My name is Dante Henderson. I'm from Cortland, Virginia. I just wanted to say thank you to all y'all that made this possible, all the cooks and principal, the matrons, everyone that made it possible. Thank you.
My name is Bethany Byler, and I was really blessed this week. But I came to Bible school this year, and I was actually very encouraged. And well, as the week went on, God just was breaking me and showing me places where He just kept breaking me and breaking me. And there's so much that I feel that I need to work on. I know that God showed me all this stuff because I guess I was feeling like I am so encouraged and there's nothing that can discourage me. But God showed me that there is battles and there is temptations. And right now I'm actually battling very much, but yet I have this strong peace, and I know and I choose to believe, and because I know that He already won the battle. And it's a matter of me choosing. Thank you.
My name is Titus Bullen, and I'm from Missouri. This is my third year being here, and I honestly say that it's probably the best one so far. I was really challenged by a question that one of the ministers asked. And I don't remember the exact words he used, but it's something along the lines of, is your home a better place by your godly influence? And that was a huge challenge to me. Is our home a better place by our godly influence? And he also talked about if you're going to be a missionary, you need to start at home.
And I know that's the place where I need to grow. And it's been a huge challenge to me. And being here has been a really blessing. And there's lots of other things that I was blessed with, but I can't go into them all because there's not much time. But that has been a great challenge to me, and I'd like to leave you with the same challenge. This next year, make your home a better place with your influence. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Shayna Yoder, and I'm from Sudlersville, Maryland. And at first I was, like, kind of really scared to come up here, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. But as I came closer to my turn to come up here, I felt a peace from God that, and I was like, yeah, I should come up here. What really stuck out to me this week was what Daniel Keniston said about temptation. And temptation is it's like a shortcut, but the price you have to pay is not worth taking that shortcut. And also, this past year, my relationship with God had really, I'd really drifted away from Him. And this week, God brought to my mind, what are you going to do once you're done with the goals that you have created for yourself, the earthly goals? And it made me really think. And there, serving God, there is one goal, and it will last our whole life. And you always have a purpose, and you work towards accomplishing that goal.
My name is Paul Dickerson. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I must confess I was inspired about 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago, to get up here. Because I remembered why I came. I didn't come, this is going to sound funny, I didn't come for me. I came because I was speaking to a wonderful brother who's not a student. I don't know if he's here. He might be here somewhere in the back. A good brother. And he said, Paul, you coming back to Bible school? We used to chat. We still should. He's here from Pennsylvania. But he said, Paul, you're not coming back. I said, well, I'm a part of a church now. And life is good. He says, Paul, don't come back for you. Come back for the young ones. Come back for us. That's not saying I have it all put together. I don't. But I, as we heard earlier today, the church is the rehab of the world. God wants us to be that to everybody. And I feel like my congregation and fellowship at home has done so much for me. I did not come here feeling like I had the needs that I learned I had when I was here. I have lots of needs. But I want to encourage us, as much as we desire a better walk with God, let's remember that our walk with God will be increased by our selflessness towards helping others get closer to God. Brother Mark called me up and said, will you be a prayer group leader this year? And I was like, this is the first year I've gone and not really craved being a leader that bad. He said, will you consent? I did. You all know I probably wouldn't have turned something like that down. But what did we hear? Be a servant. Serve, serve, serve. And Jesus said, serve others. And so, if you want to get closer to God, it's amazing how much can happen when you work with other people, helping them. Being selfless. Just give. Real quickly here, if I have enough time, I want to speak to the young sister that just spoke up here, who said she was not raised plain. Neither was I. And I want to bear testimony that my journey to where I'm at today, more or less, kind of started here in 2012. Right here. I'm not saying Bible school is going to fix all your problems. I'm saying it inspired me to see people like this. You're not alone. Perhaps there's many of you who aren't raised this way. Speak up and support those who aren't. If you believe you really have the truth, speak it. Share it. If you believe you have something that good, if you believe everyone in the world needs it, share it. It's not worth being a city that doesn't let the light shine. It's not worth being salt with no flavor. I want to bless you, whoever that was. I didn't catch your name. I have everyone else's name written down. You're not alone. God has so much He wants to give us. And I support you in your struggle, whoever you may be. It's not easy. And it's not fun feeling like you're in a place where you don't know and don't have the convictions of everyone, and you feel very alone. But you're not alone. Take courage. I want to bless you with that. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Melody Dyke, and I'm from Roofton, Ontario, Canada. Before this week, I was somewhat struggling in my Christian life. I wanted to do what's right, and I was pressing forward, but I felt like there were so many temptations. I felt like I was always fighting, and I'm like, what's wrong? And just coming to Bible school, I realized the Christian life will be a fight, and I'm willing to fight. And yeah, this week has just really inspired me to, yeah, just be willing to fight the battle and press on, and it will be a fight until we get to glory, and just be willing to apply ourselves to that. And through Jesus, we can be more than conquerors. And there was a lot of things that blessed me this week, but that was one of them.
Good afternoon. I am Kilabesh from FLPA here. I want to thank you for the cooks and put this Bible school together. And I want to thank for my pagan leader. I appreciate him a lot. I love him as a friend. And God bless you.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Yoda, and I am from Shreve, Ohio. I must say I was really blessed this week. I came really discouraged and just didn't know what life would hold. I came here and I found that there's strength in the Lord, and I want to keep that as my plan as I go home to my family, and also to have a better relationship with my dad as I go home, and to follow the ways of the Lord. And I also want to say thank you for all the ones that helped to get this together. I really enjoy this, and so thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Noah Bolin, and I'm from Brookfield, Missouri. I just want to come up here and say thank you again for all the effort that was put into this all running so smoothly. I was a little unsure about coming, but I'm really happy I did. I was really blessed and really enjoyed spending the week with you all. I also wanted to say I wanted to say thank you also to our host family for sacrifice they put into hosting us for a week. And I wanted to say that the best way we can thank everyone for all their effort is to go home and put into practice everything that we've heard, and that will make it worthwhile for them. And God bless you all, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Priska Gorber, and last year I got an invitation to come, but some reason it didn't work out, but I really wanted to, and this year I got it again, so it worked out for me, and I'm really glad I did come. I had to get out of my comfort zone, which is really good sometimes. So when I came, I had big questions regarding my future, and I was just not sure what to do from here, and I realized, hearing all these messages, that God has it ultimately in His hand what is going to happen to me. And I have peace now that He will clear the way for me, whatever my future might bring. And I'm really thankful for this Bible school and for all the men that have put their time into this. And everybody here, I really like it.
My name is Samuel Woolman. Like I said before, I realized when we went to go sit down, I forgot to say something that I was going to say. I just want to say thank you to the Lead family, George Lead's family, for hosting us. I think we had about 20 students there, but I was one of them. And the hospitality was great, and it was a very godly atmosphere, and I really appreciated that. I really came away with a lot. Actually, I haven't gone yet, but I'm going to go away with a lot, I know, because it's just hard to soak up everything that you've learned from this Bible school. And I just wanted to say thank you to especially Mark Brubaker and everyone else involved in arranging this so that we could grow spiritually and also take it home to share with others. So I just want to say thank you, and may God bless you.
Hello, my name is Heidi Yoder, and I'm from Maryland, just 2 hours southeast of here. And this is my fourth year at Bible school, and I would say it's probably my best year, but I say that every year, so I don't know when I would stop saying it. But this week the Lord has really, really blessed me. I didn't realize just how many needs I had until I came here, and the Lord has just been teaching me how to serve Him with all my heart and have joy for Him, and that His joy is my strength. And I've been really finding Him real this week to me. And I really want to go home, and I want to live for the Lord and do His will for my life and not focus on my own plans, but on His plans. I also want to thank everybody for making this Bible school possible, for the cooks for giving us all the wonderful food, and for the teachers that taught here. It was really a blessing. It was especially really special that my grandpa could come all the way from Bolivia to teach. So it was really, really special. And yes, I guess that's about it. May the Lord bless your week, and go home and just live for Him.
I'm Nathan Bowen from Brookfield, Missouri. And I have great appreciation for all the efforts made to make this happen. One thing that stood out to me in one of the messages was a small sentence, and I think it just spoke to my heart, and it was the admonition to be willing to identify with Christ. Be willing to identify with Christ in our life. And so many times I have a tendency to not be as outspoken for Christ as I should be, because it's easier just to have a friendly basis with your customers or with the people in the world you meet. And you know, I really don't have anything to be ashamed of in Christ. I should be more willing to speak out for Him. And so I plan to make changes there. I spoke with my prayer group about it. I have made some commitments. And I'm going to try to make some changes there to where I'm more willing to speak out for Christ and be willing to identify with who I claim to serve. There's no shame there. And that's an area that I was challenged in, and I think it will help me a lot. And God bless you all.
Hi, I am Tina Gunther. I am from Merlin, Ontario. I want to thank my host family for taking us in, and I want to thank for all of those who made this school possible, and I want to thank my prayer group leader, Catherine, for being there for me, and I want to thank for everyone who considers me as a friend. I really appreciate it. And most of all, I want to thank God for touching my heart today. This school has meant very much to me. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I didn't think I was going to share this afternoon, or whatever you call it, but I was thinking of a... my brothers reminded me I didn't say where I was from. I'm Becca Probert, and I'm from Northern Idaho. I was thinking of this illustration that we drove up from Idaho, and we went through a park,
And one of the things we did when we checked in is we got this little magazine. I was just breezing through it, and I saw this place. And it was talking about the things you carry when you pack. Most of you Bible school students packed a suitcase when you came. That's just something that you probably did. But there's other things we pack when we travel, and if I would have planned for it, I would have brought the article up here so I could read it to you, because it was kind of comical, some of the ways they describe things. A suitcase full of guilt, a backpack of bitterness, I forget all the things, a bag of fear, I forget all the things they said. But then it goes down, it says, come and enjoy this park, and leave your all these other things somewhere in the park, and the park keepers will come and they will put your burden, all these things, in the lost and never to be found place. And it was kind of a funny example, but I think we can parallel it with Bible school here. Many of us came with burdens and struggles. I know I did. And we can just leave them here. And when we feel tempted to do them again, remember that the Bible school staff took them and put them in the lost and never to be found table. And God has forgiven us and they are never to be found again. And I just want to thank everybody. That was something that blessed me. I was blessed by a lot of other things, but that was something that really spoke to me. And thank you, everybody. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Janelle Lees. I'm from Harrison, Ontario, Canada. Someone I noticed didn't thank was the sound guy. So thank you so much for doing that. It's not easy. I have a brother who does it, and so it's a challenge. And so thank you so much for the CDs, everything that you did. Thank you very much. We serve an amazing God. I'm sorry. My heart was touched deeply. I don't have any words for how amazing God is. It's beyond my words. I'm human. But thank you, everyone who touched me personally, who maybe even prayed for me. My life isn't always easy, and it's supposed to be that way because God didn't make it easy for us. But I challenge you, don't leave here and just forget everything you learned. We learned so much here. Go away. Yes, it changed your life, but pass it on. Brother Ed shared, he's like, we were given stuff, but it was not meant to keep. We're also going to lose it. It's meant to be passed on. Don't hold it all in because you're going to forget it. Give it to someone else. That's my prayer for myself. That's my prayer for you. God bless you all, and thank you for everything.
I think I've probably told you Bible school students before, but I'll tell you again, thank you for coming. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for your attention. And like one of the brothers said up here, thank you for going back home and living it out. That's why we do it. While we enjoy the week, we love to see you, we love to be around you, those kinds of things, but the purpose is not here, the purpose is there. We're learning here, we're living there. Go home and do it.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.